Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Temple Grandin. We're back with Dr. Grandin in just a moment.
Got a New Year's resolution? At P&K, ours is to keep supplying you with the hardest working John Deere equipment and the best deals around. So if your resolution is to save, how about saving thousands on a new 6M or 6R utility tractor? Or maybe 0% for 60 months is more your style. Get the details at pkequipment.com. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer expires 2/2/15, subject to approved credit. Cash retail bonuses may not be stackable with finance offer. Other offers available. Some restrictions apply. See P&K for details.
Well, neighbor, here comes Superior Livestock's Bell Ringer Sale. Bell Ringer 28 coming up Thursday and Friday, January 15th and 16th, offering 65,000 head to be sold starting at 9 a.m. Central Time, both Thursday and Friday, on Rural TV, Dish Network Satellite 232, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be selling mainly yearling cattle on Thursday, calves, replacement heifers, and breadstock on Friday. If you want more details, call them 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. We're in San Diego for the 2015 American Farm Bureau Federation annual meeting. Here at this meeting, the AFBF has honored Dr. Temple Grandin of Colorado State University with a Distinguished Service Award for her lifetime of service in improving animal well-being. Had the opportunity to talk with Dr. Grandin after that award was made, and she had high praise for at least one segment of animal agriculture as far as the things they've already done to improve animal well-being, and that's the beef cattle industry.
For the beef cattle industry, our ranchers are really doing a fairly good job right now.
A lot of ranchers are doing a great job, and we need to be showing the public things that ranchers are doing for land conservation. Grazing done right actually can improve the land. That's a message we need to get out there. They maintain water sources that wildlife drink out of, too. That is something a lot of people just don't get it. Yes, they do take a lot of land, but I live in the West. I get in my car, and I drive up to Laramie, Wyoming, and I drive up further north. There's land up there. There's no way you can grow crops on that land. You can only grow grazing animals of various kinds on that land.
You're saying that ranchers are also really good stewards of the wildlife that's in that region as well.
Well, of course, ranches vary a whole lot. But I think the public seems to really like talking to individual farmers and ranchers. You know, ranchers that are great stewards of the land, let's get websites up and things that kids can go to and visit. And we've got to communicate with people. I'm worried today we've got a whole bunch of young people today that are totally away from the world of practical things, all practical things. You get unrealistic views of things that are too abstract when you don't do hands-on things.
BQA, your thoughts about that program, has it been positive, you think?
Oh, they've done a lot of positive things. They've done a lot of good things on training people on low-stress handling, all the stuff on injection sites. You go to the packing plants, feed yards have totally improved the injections. The handling, cattle handling is the bright spot. A survey that my student Ruth Woliwode did showed very low levels of electric prod use, of falling down, vocalization. A study done at Kansas State showed the same thing. No, Ruth went to 28 feed yards in Colorado, Kansas, and Nebraska. Really great results, but unfortunately there was one feed yard that had a stupid kid in it, earphones in his ears, and he was pulling ear tags out without cutting them and tearing the cattle's ear. Now, that would have looked just terrible on YouTube. We got to look at everything we do and say, well, how's this going to play on YouTube? And yanking out ear tags is not going to play very well on YouTube. But everybody else is doing a great job. Dan Thompson and his group at Kansas State did a similar survey, Kansas feed yards. They came out with almost exactly the same results. Handling, that's the bright spot. That's improved. And there's more and more people out there getting interested in doing low-stress handling, and that's wonderful.
Dr. Temple Grandin. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Interact with the best in farming and the industry at No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 27th and 28th in Salina, Kansas. Be sure to take in the industry morning marketplace the morning of the 27th and talk with vendors at the largest no-till trade show in the region. Get registered today at www.notill.org or call 785-210-4525. This 19th annual event is sponsored in part by Green Cover Seed, Pressbuster, and Agriculture Liquid Fertilizer.
Reporting from San Diego, that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.